Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it's your fun Friday. I'm excited to have you here this week. Now, this week, we've been talking about the scripture out of Luke. So Luke chapter 1, verses 41 through 44. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy." Love that scripture. Go back and check out our spiritual kickoff. I really unpacked that in depth. And then that led us right into a great conversation, if you missed it, on last episode with Kyle Thompson from Undaunted Life, where we talked about how to defeat the pro-abortion arguments. Guys, we dug deep there. I unpacked a lot of scripture in that meat episode. Kyle gave some really salient points to think about. Again, that download that he put together serves you really well. So I would encourage you to go check that out. I mean, when people like Kyle put out resources like that, we need to go check it out. We need to at least consume that information and see how it could serve us and how it may help us in the future and defend the defenseless. Okay. So really enjoyed that with Kyle. I hope you guys enjoyed that conversation. Leave me some feedback. Give me some comments. Let me know. It's always fun to collaborate with fellow podcasters. Kyle's definitely a master at his craft. We have different approaches, but we're both trying to do kingdom work. So I pray blessings for him, Undaunted Life. And as a show I listen to from time to time, I definitely support him every month. Try to be there to give him some encouragement. So it was really fun to work with my brother there. Now, for you know, for our fun Fridays, we're going to have a health tip, a wealth tip, and a self tip. So I'm going to just go right through them right here. We're in December, so let's jump off with our December health tip. And here's one. And this is for me more than anybody. Develop a one-and-done mindset, particularly around Christmas treats, okay? Because I tell you what, this month, if your house is like my house, it's going to happen. Because this time of year, the house is all decorated up. It's fun. It's seasonal. You have all these different traditions that we have. But always, never fails, I can go in that kitchen and there's going to be cookies and treats and all sorts of snacks and Chex Mix. And it can be hard to stay committed to your physical goals. Okay. So there's a balance that we need to fight between enjoying, you know, the things that come in December and overindulging. So for me, this year, I'm going to try to adopt the one and done mindset. So when they come my way, when treats come in, you know, I don't want to just say no, because I want to enjoy life, right? You can't just completely cut things off, but make sure that you're not being gluttonous, right? And going too much. Now, my exception, I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, my mama, she makes oatmeal cream cookies every year, been having them ever since I can remember. That will be my exception. I will have at least four of those. So seriously, I'll try to cut it back to two this year. But guys, seriously, one and done. Stay on track with your health goals. And that's a really good tip as you think through this month of December as those treats come in. And maybe some of those treats, you just need to say, nah, just pass on that and pick the treats that appeal to you the most and try those. All right, a wealth tip. What I want you to think about this month, pick your hard. And what I mean is by this, either you're going to stand firm right now with your budget goals during this month leading up to Christmas, or you're going to live like the world and you're going to spend more than you can afford and you're going to pay for that well into the spring. So I get it. Sticking to a budget can be challenging, particularly during this time of year. You have all sorts of things pop up and it can come flying at you way too fast. You'll find peace by starting, your new year with a budget that you manage well in December. So make that choice. Stand firm now. Pick that hard now and be the steward that God wants you to be. Because I see too many people, I worked with too many people over the years who, they really just go way in over their heads in December to try to create this magical Christmas. And you know what? 30 minutes into it, it's done. And you're left deflated. And the gifts, the wrapping paper, it's all done. So just remember the reason for the season first and foremost is Jesus. Let's celebrate our Lord and Savior. But put some boundaries around it. Pick your hard. And I encourage you right now, be diligent on your budget. When things pop up, get creative. Maybe instead of gifts, is there things that you can make or is there a way you can serve these people to show them love during this Christmas season? All right, for your self tip, here's one that you guys probably aren't thinking about. The calendar gets really busy in December. It does. You're going to have all sorts of events. Don't forget date night. Okay. Again, crazy calendar, things happen, but you need to protect this one-on-one time with your wife. You had to get creative here. Remember, babysitters work Monday through Thursday as well, guys. So get it on the calendar. Because if you plan it, it will get executed. Because you're going to have office parties for work, church, just other social events, family, Christmas gatherings, and all that stuff. Those do not count as date night. Okay. While they're fun, you still need that one-on-one time with her and her alone. So make that a priority this month. Make it happen. Put it on the calendar. Be intentional. You'll probably have to get very creative this month to make that happen. But get date night on the calendar. You're going to need some time to unplug from the kids, unplug from family, and spend with her to make this month magical. Okay, so just really, I encourage you guys to lean into that. So your health tip, one and done mindset, particularly around those Christmas cookies. You can make an exception for mama's oatmeal cream. Other than that, one and done. Wealth tip, pick your hard. I want you guys to really stick to your budget this month versus paying for it well on into the spring. And your self tip, don't forget date night this month. It's really important that we have that one-on-one connection with our wife. All right, for our book of the week this week, this book, Kyle talked about it. Al Robertson talked about it. I'm actually trying to get with this group now so if we can get them on the show. But What to Say When, that's a 40 Days from Life book. So guys, go check out the show notes. So again, when Kyle mentioned a resource or a book to help you with these pro-life stance, this What to Say When from the 40 Days for Life organization. Highly recommend that book. I'll be adding that to my library. That's what I'm working through right now. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I don't have that book in my library right now, but I will be adding it because this one, I feel like just from everything Al told me and everything Kyle's told me, that book is solid. That organization is solid. We want to get out there and support those guys. So for our dad jokes, we have dad jokes of the week this week. Number one, the man who invented throat lozenges died last week. There was no coffin at the funeral. I guess so. That's number one. Number two, you know what the first rule of passive aggressive club is? You know what? Never mind. So guys, this week, both of them, I must admit, I like both of them this week. Let me know which one you like best. Number one, the man who invented throat lozenges died this week. There was no coffin at the funeral. Number two, you know what the first rule of passive aggressive club is? You know what? Never mind. So there you go. Let me know which one lands best, which one gets the chuckle. And I remember, eye rolls count when it comes to dad jokes. So the question this week I want you to think about, what are ways you can stand firm for pro-life? You know, you have to either make a stance on something. And defending the defenseless, standing firm for pro-life. Guys, that is something that every Christian man, every lion should stand for. I'm going to challenge you right here. You know, what are you doing? I'm challenging myself. What am I doing? I need to do more in this area. This is an area I'll be investing in. Kyle obviously is very passionate about this area, something he's driven towards. It's just something that he has a fuel to serve. And if you have a fuel to serve in this area, share it with us, okay? And the only way you'll be able to share it with us is if you're in the community. So guys, you need to go to our Line Within Us community. Go to thelinewithin.us, join a community. We have conversations going all the time. Guys, people are joining every week. We're having events. We're having lion lunches. We're having Bible studies. We have a mastermind group going on. We'll be looking at another mastermind group because it's going so well with the first initial group. Guys, we have our resources, our eBooks. We have two courses out there just right out there for you. A Leadership for Christian Men course, as well as a personal finance course. Guys, the resources are there. We're putting in the work. We're putting in the effort to serve you, to help you be that leader God intends you to be. You need to take action because you're missing all sorts of opportunities, I can tell you, that are happening daily from guys that are inside the community, engaging, helping each other, challenging each other, supporting and praying for each other, and not just this pat on the back stuff. I'm talking about real life conversation, connection, and community. So go to thelinewithin.us for that. Give us a rating, write a review. All that stuff matters, guys. Other than that, I pray this conversation this week helped you, that they served you well. Go back to that scripture. Remember, as you're going into, you know, December, this Christmas season, it can get crazy. It can get overwhelming. Take some time, relax, breathe, take some deep breaths, and then understand, ultimately, what is this celebration all about? It's about the birth of our Savior. And that's what it's about. So just remain focused on that, guys. Again, I pray this served you well. Go back and check out our show notes. We have all the links for, particularly for the book. We'll have some things for Kyle as well. You'll be able to connect with us there. And again, I cannot emphasize this enough. If you're listening to The Lion Within Us and you're enjoying it and you want to engage, you are missing the biggest opportunity as we go to our new community. So come to the community and engage with us there. We'll have opportunities to have conversations with me, with others. We'll have, guys, a lot of fun, a lot of truth, a lot of iron sharpening iron. I pray you have a great weekend. Get after it. Go make sure you go, you know, share this with others. See you next week, guys, for another wonderful set of conversations that are aimed to serve you, to help you be the leader God intends you to be. Get out, unleash the lion within. Most men know what it's like to do life in a vacuum and feel isolated on the journey. We believe every man needs a community to help them become the men they were created to be. More than just a website or podcast, we are a community of Christian men who are committed to supporting and encouraging one another on our journey to become the best versions of ourselves. We are men who have fought the good fight and come out victorious. The Lion Within Us is here to help you stop feeling lost, defeated, and alone. Instead, find community and connection with other men that will help you achieve your goals, live a life of purpose, and be the leader God intends you to be. Visit thelionwithin.us to join the new growing Lions Den community today. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app.
Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelinewithin.us/uversion. That's YOUVERSION. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.